What's up everybody, it is Amaranth Singh. Today, I'm gonna show you an example of progress in learning languages. So basically, it is one of my voice messages I sent to somebody in August 2017. And you could see there's a huge difference in my speaking, all right? And after that, I would explain like how I achieved this level currently and how you can achieve your level and what kind of things you need to pay attention or you need to basically focus on those things if you want to improve your language ability, I mean like a speaking and listening. All right, so now I'm gonna play that voice message which I sent somebody in August 2017. All right,
Annie, it's okay. I just give a call. I have some friends, so I can talk during my free time with him. So, so I improve my English little bit. That's why. But otherwise, I added some friends on Facebook. So, I also talk with friends on Facebook, but not at all. I give some time.
So you can see there's a huge difference in my speaking if you compare currently the way I'm speaking and compared to that voice message. All right, you can see my pronunciation is not good enough. Most important thing is more than pronunciation. Yeah, pronunciation should be, I think, good. And your flow is very important as well. Flow and your rhythm. Basically, I was like speaking like a robot, and even flow is not seems like this in English. And now I'm going to give you another example. Basically, another voice message I'm going to play right now. It is in October 2018, almost after a year, all right? Maybe 13 or 14 months. So you would see the little improvement in my speaking, but it's not like a huge improvement, but there's still improvement you can see.
Whoever sent it to you, can you ask them to write in Punjabi or Hindi, because in English people write their own ways. Everyone write like a Punjabi Hindi with English letter their own ways, so it's difficult to read. If they can send you in Punjabi or Hindi, then definitely I can tell you what it is mean.
So it was my second voice message. And you can see it is a little bit improvement compared to last one. So the first one in August 2017, it was after like a 5 months of speaking practice. Before, I remember I kind of like a B1 level, pre-intermediate level, like I could understand normal things if it's written, like daily conversation. If it is written, I could understand, but it was really hard for me to when somebody sent me a voice message in English, even simple, I couldn't catch, because the English, when people speak, especially native speaker, it was too fast for me. And I have a zero practice of speaking. When I decided to speak, I remember it was like the end of the March in 2017 when I decided I need to speak regularly and I need to listen English every single day. All right. So after like being consistent in 5 months, and that was my voice message, when at least I was able to speak a little bit, all right? And don't forget, I was already good in reading and writing. I was not fantastic, but it was good. Like I was understand normal, like if it's kids book, maybe like fifth grade, something like that, I could read and I could understand pretty well, but I couldn't speak. The reason, because I have no practice and my brain, it was not working that fast, because it's so normal for everybody. Because if you don't have practice, you are not going to speak, even if you know the language, all right? So, because when I have to read English, it's all in front of me. I didn't need to think anything. I just need to read. And when I read to understand, I was basically translating the English into Punjabi so I can understand. So that was my brain. So when I start speaking, so I need to directly understand in English. I didn't need to translate in Punjabi, because when I tried to translate in Punjabi, it was too much time, because I didn't have time. Because if I'm listening to somebody, let's say I'm talking to somebody and I listen, then I translate in Punjabi, and it's time. Like, I didn't have time to respond, honestly. So I need to practice basically to understand English in English. Don't translate it, right? That's what I need to do, and that's what I did. And I need more practice to speak so my brain can, like, produce English even without thinking, right? So there's only one thing I could do is practice. Two main practice, listening and speaking. Most important thing if you want to communicate with people. So now, if you are learning any language, most of you guys are learning Punjabi, because if you listen to my this podcast. So what you need to do is, first thing, you need to be a patient. A lot of people, you guys, only learning for 6 months, maybe a year, and you say, oh, I didn't improve. It's very little. I still can't communicate with people. And yeah, there's many reasons you can't communicate. If you are, like, if you start from scratch and you are, like, practice your Punjabi regularly, in a year you would be able to, like, speak some basic things. But if you are not still able to speak, it is because you're not dealing, or you are not tackling your language with, like, properly. Maybe you are not in for consistency in you, or maybe you are not, like, focusing on listening and speaking. Probably you are practicing more in writing and reading. There's nothing wrong with it. Basically, if you are gonna practice more in reading or writing, that's what you're gonna improve. You're not gonna improve your speaking and, like, your listening. And that's totally fine. If you already can read or write the language, it's definitely gonna help you when you wanna speak, because you already have some kind of base to understanding the language when it's written, compared to somebody who just starting and he know nothing. You have upper hand, all right? But the thing is, if you want to speak and understand people when they're talking, you need those kind of practice, not reading and writing, all right? So, because in my example, you can see I was really good in reading and writing before, but I was not able to speak. And because of that, even I wasn't able to speak, I was already can read and write, and I understand language. So, like, I basically learned really fast. Like, in 5 months, I was able to hold a conversation, like, a basic levels. I was still struggling to understand native speaker while they were speaking so fast, because I learned English from the book, where you pronounce every word properly, and I didn't have enough practice to listen native speakers. So I started with teachers, the English native speaker teachers, because they speak slower, so somebody who is a learner, they can understand. From that, then I moved up to, like, somebody, maybe a single person speaking, and then I moved to two people are talking, and then I moved to, like, multiple people speaking or movies. So it was not like in first year I was understanding everything like movies. So first year, I think 6 to 8 months, I stick to the teacher. Then I moved to one person, whatever my interest is. One person, when they're, maybe it's blogging, maybe they're giving the information. Maybe around, like, 1.5 year, I'll focus on those things. After 2 years, yeah, two people talk and maybe podcast, stuff like that. And I was still, like, listening sometimes, like shows, something like that, but it was going over my head. And after two years, yeah, I could understand some kind of shows. And after 3 years, like, I became really good in understanding English. So, but So if you want to see like a really good progress, I think you need to give it time, like 5 or 6 years. Okay, now if I give you a key point, what you need to do is listen a lot every single day, all right? You could listen, like I recommend you at least listen 1 hour in a day. But if you don't have time, don't skip it. Just listen for 10 minutes if you don't have time. All right, it could be a movie, it could be whatever. I recommend you to basically don't watch movie if you're a beginner because you won't understand. Maybe somebody, if you find somebody, a teacher who speaks slower, it's better. When you like a kind of pre-intermediate level, then you can watch somebody maybe in the podcast, stuff like that. So I mean, listening is most important, all right? You can listen whatever you have time, listening, watching, whatever, a video. So maybe 1 hour, 2 hour, whatever you have time. So you need to spend a lot of time listening because you need a good input. And then you have to speak every day. And when it comes to speaking, I think 10 to 15 minutes is okay. If you have less time, maybe 5 minutes, how you can talk to like on your phone, record yourself, talk to people through voice messages, use the language learning app, language exchanging app, or just start your podcast, whatever. If you're shy, just put any random name, and now it's easy to start podcast even through your mobile phone. And podcast, whatever you want to talk about, talk, because nobody knows it. First of all, nobody can recognize you while you're speaking Punjabi because they don't know how you speak. Even it's worse. The good thing about the podcast is like you can basically go back, like after 5 or 6 years, you can basically compare yourself, like how are you like 5 years ago? Because through the process, you won't notice. Like, I don't notice like how much I improved like from 2 years and now until I just listen my voice message. Even I remember I started my podcast in 2020. It's almost, I think, more than 4 years now, or 4 year. Yeah, I think it's 4 year. So if I listen my podcast in 2020, and I can see there's a difference, significant difference in my speaking. But at that time, I thought like, my English so good. Like, it seemed like I'm already good. But now, I think, no, I wasn't good. I improved a lot. I think maybe next 3-4 years, and my speaking is going to improve a lot. So the only one thing I improved, because a lot of people I know, they're learning the same amount of time and they're stuck because they just don't basically stick with the language they're learning. Like from now, I think I'm like learning for more than 7 years or approximately 7 years. I'm listening English every single day. I don't speak every single day anymore, but at the beginning I was speaking every single day. It's okay, like if you miss maybe 2-3 days in a week, even if you're speaking 4-5 days, it's good. But in my case, I was speaking every day, I think for first year at least. It's hard, I think, when I miss, but yeah. So now I don't speak every day, but I'm still speaking English maybe 3-4 days in a day, in a week. So, okay, two things, listen and speak, most important thing. And another thing, which is really good, if you're not going to do third thing, it's hard to improve. So while you're speaking, all right, you need to improve your pronunciation, your flow, and your like a rhythm or your tone, whatever. Because how you can improve, first of all, you can also improve for by yourself. You don't need a teacher, but if you hire a teacher, that's fine. When you're listening a lot, right, you need to basically focus on while you're speaking, just try to compare like your voice to native speaker and try to see like there's a difference in tone and pronunciation and try to correct that, right? Maybe you listen a sentence or a phrase which you just memorize because this phrase is spoken a lot. Then you also speak that sentence and record it in your phone. Then try to compare with native people. And this is not like a few months activity. It's going to take years. So you just keep doing that. Try to correct yourself, all right? Try to also improve your vocabulary. Slowly, slowly, you will improve. I think if you're listening, you're going to improve automatically. It's not like a rocket science. You don't need to put extra effort. Just when you're listening, I think you have to put more effort in first year. And after 2 years, like if you're learning consistently, it's so easy. Like you just need to stay in touch with the language. And the first couple of years, 1 or 2, mostly it's most, I think, yeah, you basically need to put more focus on those years because you have to learn. Basically, you need some kind of, practice. Everybody need practice. Like you need to focus on, and maybe you need to write some things so you want to improve. And basically try to speak sentence like a native speaker. You don't need to basically adopt the accent, but your pronunciation should be clear. Most important thing, your flow should be like native speakers. Even it's okay if your accent is different, but flow is most important because it's hard to like speak like native. Like even me now, like mostly I was touched with American English. I don't like speak like American. A lot of people are non-native speakers, they say it, but the people from America, they know like it's my second language. But my flow is really good. It's easy to understand. It's not like a robotic. And some people have a hard time to understand. So your flow is the most important things. So just, yeah, try to basically compare your flow with the native speakers and try to improve it. You are not gonna like basically improve, I think, in a year. Honestly, it's not. You will improve, but it's still like not good enough for your flow, I think. Like your flow is gonna be so weird. Mostly at the beginning, you are gonna improve your vocabulary, stuff like that. You are gonna be fluent. You can be fluent in basic things, but your pronunciation and your flow is still gonna be weird. And you can see my second voice message. You can see some kind of fluency improvement in there. And like when I spoke in October 2018. It was like a 1.5 year while I was consistently learning. And you would basically notice my flow. If you compare to me speaking now, there's huge difference in flow, even in the pronunciation. So now I can say like my flow is good. I basically flow with the language. And that time, even for me, it seems like I'm still flowing. In that time, I thought like I'm good. Because I don't know. Now I think I wasn't good. So basically it's a long process. Learning language is long. Like if you want to just communicate with people, you want to be like, that's it. I think you can achieve in 2 years if you be consistent. But if you want to take it to next level, you want to be basically make it better. All right. Then you need more year, like 5 years. And another thing, it's still a long process. I still make a lot of mistakes and I'm still improving after learning consistently after 7 years. I think in the next 3 years, I'm going to improve more. So yeah, that's just one I tell you, like it's not an easy thing or it's not like a quick thing. It's not going to be like a good in a year. A lot of people even wants to speak in 6 months. But if you want to achieve really good level, it's going to take years. So my tip to you is just stick to these things. Listen, speak a lot, try to improve yourself, your flow, stuff like that. And another thing I want to tell you is like, just give it time. Like if you give it time, it's going to improve automatically. You even don't need to put much effort. What you need to do is stick with your routine. Like listen every day, speak every day. That's it. All right. That's the most important thing. Most important thing is consistency. All right. It's like a gym. If you go to the gym, you don't build good physique in a couple of months. All right. you will see like a good improvement in a year. But if you see somebody who's working out for a year and another person is 5 years, this is really like a huge difference, a significant difference. So yeah, so you need years basically. So the good thing about it is like if you just make it a part of your life, like you just want to stay in touch with the lingo, you're listening every day, it's going to improve automatically and nobody can stop you. Yeah, you just need to stick with your routine, consistency. That's it.